Blog Talk Radio.
It's all love. Vegetables, fresh fruit, and whole wheat. I'm from the old school. My household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish, though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy. And I rarely drink water out the tap because it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit, and ginger root is good for the youth. Fresh vegetable with them eyes too. Yam fries with the green hallelujah. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's a jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable. So I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no excedrin. Strictly herbs and rays from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Yeah, hold the fuck up, yo. Take this little intermission. Listen what the fuck we got to say, you know. World is born, son. Niggas been living fat for too long, you know what I'm saying? Smoking bogeys, fucking drinking all types of shit. Wailing out, not giving a fuck what they put in their bodies, son. You know what I'm saying? About time niggas start thinking about that shit, son. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking making us deteriorate, son. Word up, we got to care about our little babies and shit, son. Niggas got kids to raise. Straight up, you gotta start learning yourself, learning about your health, son. Learning this world we live in, kid, you know what I'm saying? It's time to start changing all that shit, God, word up. So I'ma leave y'all niggas on some shit like that, you know what I mean? Word up, y'all niggas better start using y'all minds and shit, kid.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Nikki Brown, and I am the owner and founder of Circa 2009, a quality, all-natural powder company that meets all of your needs. You can find us online at www.circa2009.com. That's www.circa2009.com. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.
All right. Welcome to the Wellness Wednesday special, and I'm some guy named Jay. This Wellness Wednesday special is being sponsored by Circa 2009. Circa 2009 is a prestigious company that provides all-natural, chemical-free hair care, skin care, hygiene, and aromatherapy products for you. You can purchase the products by visiting circa2009.com and circa2009.net. Yes, yes, today's Wellness Wednesday topic will be about the positive and helpful effects on the body using all natural products, as well as going chemical free to reduce the risks of activating cancer cells. To help us explore this topic a little further, we have Nikki Brown, the owner of Circa 2009. Now, before we get into the topics and the products, let me go on ahead and unmute your mic, Nikki Brown. Hold on, not yet. It's not acting right. Nikki Brown, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Just doing so a special.
That's great. I really enjoyed that song. It was very informative and hip-hop at the same time. And I know that that's not a word, but, you know.
It's a word now. Hip hop.
It's a word now, right?
Yes. Nikki Brown said so. Hip hop. I hate that little interlude at the end. It had too much cursing. I forgot that it had that. I wanted to keep it a little clean, you know, because I know I want this information to spread even to the kids. But hey, this will grow them up. They gotta learn that some kind of way.
I was just about to say, you know, it was a little rough around the edges, but at the same time, they're gonna hear it at some point anyway. So you know.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Oh yes. Now, before we dig right into the Wellness Wednesday topic, do you mind telling the listeners a little bit about yourself and the company?
Sure. So basically, I'm a vegetarian, and since I, you know, eat all natural foods for the most part, I decided to start using all natural products around 2008 because I did realize that, you know, they're much healthier for you. Like one of my friends told me back in 2008, she was like, well, soap is made with roadkill. And I was like, roadkill? Like, I don't want to put roadkill, you know, if I don't want to eat the meat, I certainly don't want it to absorb into my body. So I switched to all natural products. And, you know, I started to see a lot of the benefits. And some of the things that I purchased in the store, they weren't quite working for me. So I decided to create a brand. And, you know, I really studied and took my time, did a lot of research, came up with the different formulas that I have. And I had people start sampling them. And, you know, I got a lot of good feedback. Of course, it was working for me. I was my first guinea pig, and then I let, you know, like I said, other people sample it. And, you know, it worked really well for them, too. So I just grew the business from there. And what I offer is, like, soap, shampoo, conditioner, body butter, body oil, hair oil, beard oil, aftershave, shave soap, a lot of different options. For men and women, and for babies, it's for the whole family. Because everything is all natural, so there's nothing, you know, harsh chemicals or anything in it that would be harmful. I do, you know, cater the recipes to my customers. They are able to customize them if they say that or feel that they're allergic to, say, peppermint oil. I could use eucalyptus or tea tree, for example. You know, definitely toothpaste as well. I have toothpaste. Anything that you can think of that we choose in terms of health and beauty, and also cleaning supplies like bleach and laundry detergent, I can actually, you know, make and sell.
Good. Now you mentioned a lot of things that you're able to do right now, and we're going to get right back to the product and stuff. Second, I'm going to ask this one product question before we get into the topic, and then we're going to segue back into the products. Sorry about that. So hear me echoing a little bit. Let me turn this down. Now, what have you not listed that you haven't attempted to make that you think you will try to?
Well, one of the things I'm working on. We're going to be adding a nail polish at some point and nail polish remover.
Yes.
I make deodorant. There really isn't much that I don't make because I make deodorant, toothpaste, lotion, shampoo, conditioner, hair oil, body butter, bath salts, everything that you need, I pretty much have it. So I don't, like I said, shaving supplies, everything. I have everything. And some of the products have a dual purpose. So say, for example, the body butter, you can also use that in your hair. The hair oil, you can use that on your skin. The shampoo, you can use as a body wash, but I do make a separate body wash as well. The body wash doesn't have as many ingredients as the shampoo, but you can still use them both the same way because the shampoo just has extra, you know, essential oils in it, and the body wash just has the...
Oh, yes, and I actually do that myself, you know, with the shampoo. I use that as body wash as well, so... Yeah, and I use the beard oil, kind of, you know, aftershave too. So I know it has multiple purposes.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And a little bit goes a long way. Like a bar of soap, like say for, you know, if you take one or two showers a day, that bar of soap is going to last you, especially if you don't get it wet. All the products, because I don't really water them down. I really use, you know, a lot of them are very concentrated. So you could even, like, you know, pour some in another bottle and, you know, half it if you want to add water yourself or more oil. But I don't do that, to my, you know, personally. But a little bit goes a long way. You know, you don't need, you know, a lot, and, you know, you can still get the job done, and you get it done very well. Like, say, for example, the shampoo, you know, you get a nice deep clean without it stripping your hair, because it has oils in it that will still help you maintain some of the moisture in your hair. Same thing with the body butter. It doesn't completely dry you out. It'll add more, you know, but if the soap dries you out, because I do have a tea tree charcoal soap. Charcoal pulls the toxins out of your body, so it may dry the skin out a little bit. And I always recommend just follow it up with the body butter, because it's going to add the moisture back into the skin.
Ah, definitely, definitely. This segues into the topic, actually, this part of it. Now, as far as how your products go and how they do, you know, like, the body butter moisturizes your skin, and you know, actually the lotion, da-da-da, and, you know, we all know what shampoo does. I used to actually, my hair used to actually get dry pretty quick. And I used to use Head and Shoulders, because I did the job, but I was like, nah, this is not really good for me. So I was kind of afraid to use other things, including your shampoo at first, because I was thinking, this is all natural, so I don't think it may be strong enough, you know, for what I need. After I started using it regularly, and in addition to changing my diet too, because that contributed to my hair being dry and things like that. I want to change and make tweaks to my diet, use your shampoo, boom, I don't have to have that worry anymore. You know, like I said, and that being said, that segues into the main topic, is how your products could be actually beneficial to the body, not just, you know, work as to how they're supposed to work, like, okay, if you need lotion or something, a body butter, you know, you just put that on your skin from being ashy, but it also has healing effects and also can rejuvenate things in your body, and I would like you to, if you could, talk more about that, because that's what people should definitely need to know, why those natural products are much better than the chemical free, because it doesn't just do its job, but it goes above and beyond and kind of pairs in certain kind of ways, and even enhances you in certain kind of ways.
You're absolutely correct. So we mentioned that it basically can reverse dryness. And I'm just going to give you some feedback that I've gotten from, you know, some of my customers. Like just even last week, one of my customers said it reversed her thinning. She had a lot of thinning. She's in her 50s. And so as she started to age, her hair was thinning. But once she started using my product, she noticed that her hair started to get thicker and regain some of the strands that she lost over the years. Also, for myself personally, I used to have eczema really bad, and I, you know, healed my own eczema, reversed those signs and symptoms of eczema on my skin. Customers with psoriasis have gotten relief. Not just my eczema, other customers with eczema, or just dry skin in general, dry skin, dry hair, dry brittle nails, all of these things you know, are beneficial when my products are used on a regular basis. I normally recommend that people use them for at least 30 days to see if they notice a difference. But 90 days is really going to tell you whether or not it has made a change, made a difference, and really, you know, because what it is, and they're not just sitting on top like, say, Vaseline or baby oil would do. They're actually penetrating underneath the skin, and they're healing whatever's going on. So the skin on your scalp or the skin on your, you know, your entire body is going to be, you know, feel the relief and get the benefits of all the different oils that I put into my product. Like I said, I don't put a cut on anything. So everything is pure quality, therapeutic grade, virgin, organic, you know, raw, pure, you know, all of those good things is what I put into my product. And I, like I said, I I took my time to create the formula, so I know what they do. I specifically and intentionally put each ingredient into each product for a purpose. Like I said, we don't want the dryness. So even if it's a product that could potentially be drying in it, I make sure that I put something in it that will reverse that, by, you know, and add more moisture back in. So yeah, they are very strengthening, healing, good quality products that I take my time to make. And like I said, I will customize any product for any customer to make sure that it meets their needs.
Ah, yes, definitely. Now we just talked about how it does wonders for the skin, and you know, go beyond just the moisturizing it. But also you have like the scents and things too. You know, as far as how things smell, that also kind of helps your brain and things like that too. Correct?
That is true. All essential oils basically have a dual purpose. They have healing benefits, and they also can be used for aromatherapy as well. Some of them you can consume, and some of them you should just use topically. But that is definitely correct. I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. Answer the question one more time.
Oh, go ahead, Nikki. I'll slide this question in after you say that.
No, I was going to say, tell me what the question was one more time because I lost my train of thought.
Well, actually, you answered a bit of it, but I was going to say,
good.
Well, kind of give you to give you a follow-up to that, though, to kind of break it down, what results, like, from the aromatherapy, what results do any of your customers get? Like maybe somebody that's maybe stressed out a lot, they put on some of the good smelling stuff. I mean, all your products smell wonderful, but do they put on maybe a certain blend or a certain product and they smell it and it kind of maybe makes them less stressful or make them less stressed out or somebody that has kind of brain fog and things like that? Do you think has any of the customers come back and tell you like, oh, I used to get brain fog or my brain, you used to have these brain farts, but it seems like after using your products, I can think a little clearly now. I mean, anybody has testimonials along those lines?
I do have testimonials along those lines. A lot of people have issues with sleep. And so for the most part, some people will notice some of those things like sharper memory or, you know, increased stamina. And things of that nature. But what I get the most is that I was able to get a good night's sleep. Like, I, you know, use your product, I took a shower or a bath, you know, lathered my body up with, you know, the shampoo and then, you know, put on some body butter. And because it depends on what essential oil is in it, like lavender especially. Because I make a Lang Lang lavender and jasmine. So those are very therapeutic, and they all help the body to be in a restful state and to fall asleep faster. So that's one of the major things. You know, we're so busy, we have so much going on, and we know that we have to have a clear mind and eat healthy, but we also, you know, have to get a good night's sleep. And so, you know, some of the, you know, those essential oils help with sleep, all kinds of things. Like I said, memory, stamina, any and everything that you can think of, anything that you would use a medicine for, headaches, these essential oils, the earth gives us everything that we need to heal and to be healthy. And so any and every ailment that you can think of can be treated with an essential oil. It's the medicine that the earth gives us.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Now, speaking of all of the oils, and do you also work with any massage therapists or anything, or any of the massage therapists kind of recommend your product to their clients, or do you work alongside any massage therapists, or even maybe yoga instructors or people that do yoga? Or meditation, any of those people in those businesses ever seek you out to go, you know, to Because I think you work hand in hand with people like that, you know, the products that you have.
I do. I am friends with one massage therapist, and we talked about, you know, creating a line specifically for her because she used to do it on her own, and she doesn't, you know, really have a lot of time to make her own products. I also have two hair salons that have expressed an interest in me creating a product line for them as well. So I'm constantly networking with people, sending samples, you know, to people that could potentially be interested in using these products in, along with the service that they provide.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I definitely got to hook you up with some people in Blacktopia and the other groups, too, that I know that you can work hand-in-hand with, you know, so the products, so we could move some more, you know, move some more off the shelf. Move some more off your website. Again, you know, those websites are circa2009.com and circa2009.net. You know, if you want to get some product from Nikki Brown, we're going to continue this discussion a little later in the program, though. We'll take some quick calls right quick. If you're listening in on a link, you can give us a call at 516-387-1219 and press 1. If you're streaming from your phone already, all you got to do is press 1, and we'll bring you on. You can ask Nikki Brown some questions. But in the meantime, yeah, getting back to the discussion, as far as, you know, like I said, these products do wonderful things. Not just do what they're supposed to do, but they go above and beyond. And really, I shouldn't even have to say above and beyond because it's gotten to the point where our world has become so chemicalized. It's so not organic that organic is kind of special when that's supposed to be the norm. You know, the stuff that's grown from the earth naturally, stuff that's the natural stuff is when people look at that like it's a novelty or they look at it like that's a special thing. You know, to say all natural, you know, it's an alternative to something, but it's like. Actually, we've got it backwards because we're using these harmful products and things like that, and we're calling that normal, you know?
That's true, because, say, 100 years ago, nobody, you know, there was no such thing as organic because everything came from the earth. Everything came from a tree, off the ground, or, you know, from the livestock that people raised on their land. And they created products that way, you know.
That's right, girl. Child.
You know, right in their kitchen. And, you know, we've grown accustomed to just going to, you know, the local drugstore or department store to pick up what we need when this used to be a tradition for us to make these things and to use everything that, you know, came out of our kitchen. And now that has changed and it seems like a foreign language when you even tell somebody, it's like, oh, well, I'm just going to go to the doctor or I'm just going to take an aspirin. But there are alternatives. You don't have to take, you know, medicine. You can use the medicine that the earth gives you.
Exactly. And I think on top of that, too, we've become, like you said, people just want, oh, I just want to go to the doctor. But it's like we've all become lazy, you know. Never mind having to make it themselves, but it's almost that they look at just like these things that harm us, it's the easy way out, you know?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I don't really want to call it the easy way out because people do have busy lives. And women are working now and, you know, they used to stay home. But, you know, and I mean, I even offer classes, soap making classes, natural product making classes, so we can get back into that tradition. But, you know, we've just grown, you know, we've shied away from it, I guess, because, you know, women are in the workforce more and they're not, you know, home with the kids and, you know, showing the kids how to do these things because that's what it used to be. Like, you know, the mom would prepare the food and the, you know, the cleaning supplies that the household needed and they would show the children how to do that. So it's just that the times have changed. But we can change them back if we want to.
Exactly, exactly. Or actually just incorporate, you know, just kind of bring the thing, the traditional stuff, into this new modern age. You know, we could still, like I said, we have you, you know. I mean, you know, we could, you know, they could come to you, buy your products, which what I recommend to the listeners, circuit2009.com and circuit2009.net. And even though we all live busy lives, you know, you still got to take care of your health regardless. You know, you got to do things the better way, you know.
Exactly. That's definitely what I'm here for. I'm here to help out those busy women that, you know, want to use better quality products for themselves and their family but don't have time to make these things at home. And like I said, for the women that do have time, I offer classes so that they can learn how to make these things for their own family.
Definitely, definitely. Now, how can they get in touch with you for the classes? Anybody interested in making classes, doing a class?
Anyone interested in making classes can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you know, in my inbox, or email me directly at circa2009fragrances@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to discuss the details. If I live in North Carolina, but I am willing to travel to other states, but I would need a class of at least 10 people in order to make that happen. And, you know, we would discuss all of that when, you know, when the person contacts me. But, yeah, any of the social medias that I mentioned or my email is the best way to contact me, even about any other questions or concerns.
Good, good. Now, let me ask you this. Are you also available for, never mind like the classes and the teaching, the workshops, but my tongue is getting all in my mouth. Are you also available? Are you also available for just appearances like speaking engagements and things like that? If so, is there any kind of stipulations or requirements for that? Or is it strictly they have to book you for classes?
No, I am available for motivational speaking engagements or, you know, just to discuss nutrition, gemstones, astrology, anything, any topics that I am knowledgeable on, I will be more than happy to discuss. For the most part, anything that has to do with nature or natural products like gemstones you know, essential oils or, you know, any product, anything that, you know, if they want someone to just talk to the kids about starting a business, or adults about starting a business. Any topic, you know, that I would be of benefit to a group of people, I'm more than happy to share my thoughts. Not necessarily have any stipulations, but again, if it's out of state or if I have to travel, you know, there may be accommodations required. But, you know, again, all of that can be discussed when the person contacts me.
Good, good, definitely, definitely. Also, off the record, I'm gonna talk to you more about that too. About people booking you and things like that. Because I know some event organizers and some promoters that definitely be interested, you know, in having you at some form of event or something, you know, to get the word out, the information out. And also, I want to talk about.
Oh, I just said great. I'm sorry.
Okay, good, good. And I also want to talk about the gemstones and the other things you do, the astrology, because all this ties in. You know, it's all about your body and your health. And like with the gemstones, it helps with your spirit, you know, having a healthy spirit, having a healthy mind state and healthy, you know, mentality. That's all. The mental health is important, too. It's not all about, you know, just the body itself, but your mind and your spirit that also needs that good nourishment as well, you know.
That's true. Two of my favorite stones I'm going to discuss. One of them is emerald. Emerald it helps you. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Well, actually, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to do this right quick. We're actually going to take a quick break, right quick break. When we come back from the quick break, we're going to get straight back into the gems and how they can work for you. And we're also going to sell some more product. So just hold tight. And we also want to take some phone calls, too. So just hang in there. We've got to play this break, do this break right quick. You're listening to the Wellness Wednesday special on Podcast On Demand with me, some guy named Jay, and Nikki Brown. Check out our products at circa2009.com and circa2009.net. Listen to this song, Island Flame, from Rhyme Scheme. Check it out. Be right back.
Can I take you on a ride?
Let me take you on a ride now. Take a time out, you will find out. This is just another party, we bring in the vibe. City lock full time with you on the range. Just jump in at the spaceship and then we make it fly. Sky high, high. Now we're gonna have our time.
Can I take you on a ride? You wanna ride, live it up now. Everything turn up, free up now, live it up.
I fell in love the first time I heard that patois. When I come through, they feeling me like a shot die. They can't step in the game with young skin, cause I'm in the party bringing the fire. You know my team, di mami. Y mami está bailando a controla. Me dice que le gusta reggaeton y no soca. No soy soltera, so podemos solo ser amigos. Digo, keep on the launch and dance floor. Yo que te sigo, yeah. And my rude boys run the set, cause they came right back, cause they was holding the sack. Cause they be living like that, cause we be living for real. I'm out in France, who my say we chasing the meal. Cause we came from up north when we came to get down. The party so fire, I'm loving. And her style underground when we come with the sound up on the track. We break a much fire, so how real is that?
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Do you feel the vibe? Pretty up, pretty up, pretty up, pretty up. I got that fire, fire. Temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride. Live it up now. Everything turn up, free up now. Live it up.
Él sigue moviendo el punani con su cara inocente. Y tú sabes que ganaste el dancehall ayer. Allí en el baile, bebé, cuando yo te miré por allí en el reggae. Me gustó cómo mueve tu cuerpo así, baguiel. Yeah. Y mueve tu cadera. Y baila lo normal. Yo no vine a mirar, yo vine a acompañarte. Como tu rey, ya tú sabes, bebé, que después de esta noche vas a ser mi reina. Mira señorita, acércate. Mira señorita, rózame, descontrólate. Y chócame como el fin de semana debe de ser. Let's live it up, take your bum bum. Yeah, live it up, yeah, live it up.
I got that fire, fire. Temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride. Live it up now. Can I take you on a ride? Take you on a ride, live it up now. Everything turn up, free up now, live it up.
Brown, and I am the owner and founder of Circa 2009, a quality all-natural product company that meets all of your needs. You can find us online at www.circa2009.com. That's www.circa2009.com. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.
Hey there, my beautiful people. This is Andrian, your holistic health coach, coming at you from the global front. What if I told you only 4 ounces of this water for 30 days would lead you to longer, healthier hair, softer skin, more energy, better, stronger workouts, increased sex drive and stamina? Come on now. easier weight loss to get you that sexier body, no more pain and stiffness, all while getting rid of any drugs or medication you're on, and it's all natural. It's all available without a prescription. Contact me for more information at andrian65@gmail.com. andrianE65@gmail.com. Peace.
Damn, girl. I ain't seen you in a long time. You done lost some weight.
That's right, girl. Chow, I've been using this new product, Total Life Changes Tea by CurvyButHealthy.com. That's how I lost the weight.
Chow. Now, wait a minute, girl. So all you saying I got to do is drink this tea and I can go to the bathroom and piss these calories out of me?
Well, not quite. What it does is speed up your metabolism, curb your appetite, and give you the nutrients your body needs so that it can help you shed the pounds. And girl, you can lose the weight and keep them curves too.
Well, girl, that's exactly what I need. I'm trying to look good in my bikini when I go down to the beach. I'm going to go to CurvyButHealthy.com right now and order about 10 cases of that tea. Yes.
Order Total Life Changes Tea from CurvyButHealthy.com today.
Yeah. I'm going to go to CurvyButHealthy.com and order about 10 cases of that tea. I'm going to go to CurvyButHealthy.com. I'm going to go to CurvyButHealthy.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Wellness Wednesday special with some guy named Jay and Nikki Brown of Circa 2009. This Wellness Wednesday special is being brought to you by all those commercials you just heard. Even the commercials are healthy, too. But most importantly, Circa 2000. Well, not saying that their commercials weren't important, but the main sponsor for this evening is Circa 2009. You can get her wellness. You can get her all-natural products, chemical-free products at circa2009.com and circa2009.net. And before I bring Nikki Brown right back on so we can keep the discussion going, I also want to let you know on this network right here, the name of this network is called Podcasts on Demand. We have several different podcast shows, mostly specials, but we do have a weekly show that we do on Tuesdays. It's not a Wellness Wednesday show because we do it on Tuesdays, of course, but it's a part of the Podcasts on Demand network. It's called Blacktopia Presents Roundtable Talk Radio with your hosts, Barbara the Country Cleaning Lady, Adrian Charleston, and some guy named Jay, that's myself. And it comes on every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a different guest each week. We also have a different topic each week. So we mostly talk about things that's going on in our community, the black community, and how we can improve things. We don't sit around and talk about, why does this happen? Or, well, it's not fair, and we don't have the victim mentality. But we talk about solutions and ways we can maneuver in this world. You know, and speaking of ways we can maneuver, next week's topic on Blacktopia Presents Roundtable Talk Radio, we'll talk about how we can turn our struggle into strategy with our guest, Queen Tahira. So definitely tune in for that. And, you know, yesterday we had Nikki Brown, of course, and we have her on this Wellness Wednesday special. So definitely tune in. Queen Lady's funny. Adrian Charleston, very informative. Both ladies are very intelligent and informative. So definitely tune in and check them out. They're the hosts, and I'm just a moderator. I just push the button. So let me bring Nikki Brown back on. And also we have some callers we're going to take, too. Nikki Brown, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Jay?
Oh, yeah, just doing the show.
Cool.
All right, now before we get into the gemstones and the astrology and that aspect of it, because we're about to do that, I just want to bring in some calls right quick. So, and I just want to let you know, if you're listening in on the link, give us a call at 516-387-1219 and press 1. If you're streaming from your phone already, all you got to do is press 1 and we'll bring you on. And you can ask Nikki Brown some questions. You can talk, you can add something to the discussion. So let's go ahead and bring on this first caller. Caller in the 919-441. You're on the air. Who is this?
Yeah, hey, that would be me. I'm Victoria. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Victoria. Hi. How you doing?
Hey, Nikki.
From Blacktopia. I know who you are.
Yes. And hey, Nikki, how are you doing?
Hi,
I'm also,
Hi, Ms. Victoria.
I'm also
North
Carolinian. I'm good. I plan on reaching out to you because we live in the same state, but I actually have a two-part question. Hopefully that's okay.
Fine.
This might be a little bit off topic, but I'm always interested in the person behind the motivation or the movement. So I really wanted to know what motivated you into becoming like a naturopath and why you created this business.
So I have to go back to the late 80s. When I was about 7 years old, my aunt became a vegetarian, and I was living in New Jersey at the time because I was born in New Jersey, born and raised in New Jersey. I saw my aunt. I was about 7 years old. She became a vegetarian, moved to Brooklyn, and adapted an African religion or lifestyle, I should say. And so I pretty much watched her over the years. And when I was about 18, I attempted to become a vegetarian twice, and each time I succumbed to a steak. And then about maybe 3 or so years later, I was working for the telephone company in New Jersey at the time, and one of the guys I worked with, we had gotten cool, and I found out he was a vegetarian. And it was like, you know what, if a guy can do it, I can do it. So it was a challenge for me. And that's what, you know, led me to become a vegetarian. So I'm a vegetarian. I was a junk food vegetarian at first. And then, as I said earlier, around 2008, one of my friends told me that soap was made with roadkill. And so that started my research into using all natural products. And then I noticed that once I started using certain natural products, especially for my hair, they weren't working. A lot of products for your hair, especially if they have alcohol in them, and I noticed that they were drying my hair out and not benefiting my hair. So I decided to start making products. And I, you know, again, started doing research, started buying books, and, you know, turned it into a business when I started getting compliments on how you know, beautifully my skin was glowing and how long my hair is and how healthy my hair is and my nails grow really long. And, of course, eating healthy and having a healthy mentality help as well. But basically, you know, just like I said, watching my auntie and, you know, beginning to adapt the lifestyle for myself based on things that I learned over the years.
That's nice. Well, welcome, fellow vegan. The second part of my question was, for people who are incredibly sensitive to synthetics and to chemicals, how do you actually, like, ensure the base of your ingredients are verifiably organic and pure?
Everything, I pretty much use the same vendors, and I've been using the same vendors for years. I originally started out with just selling raw shea butter, and that was back in 2009. So I've pretty much built a rapport with the companies that I use, and I at this point trust that the quality is there because I know that my customers feel the difference, and so do I. I haven't had any issues with any, you know, with receiving anything fake because I know that there's, like, fake shea butter on the market and, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, again, when I started doing this business, I did a lot of research, and in some of that research was, you know, researching the companies, reading their reviews, making sure that, you know, I was spending my money at a legitimate business that was going to give me what I was asking for and not just something that they created in the lab or, you know, added some olive oil to lessen the strength and things of that nature.
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in, Ms. Victoria, and I look forward to meeting you.
You too.
Do you live in Raleigh?
I do, North Raleigh.
Oh, cool. Yes, I look forward to meeting you. So, if, you know, just reach out to me. And if you have any more questions, of course, just feel free to reach out.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Vicki. Thank you for participating. Like I said, anybody listening in on the link, there was a call. You know, if you're listening in on the link, it was a call at 516-387-1219 and press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1, we'll bring you on. The caller and the, I forgot the area code, but if you hang up, you know, definitely call back in if you're streaming from the link. We'll get you. You know, just be patient with us. We want to get everybody's questions, you know, answered and get it out there. And plus, you can visit Nikki Brown's online stores on circa2009.com and circa2009.net. She's also listed in the Blacktopia All Black Business Directory. You can go there by going to blacktopia.org and searching the Black Business Directory. We have a lot of things on the website. We have lots of different things, music, poetry, from all our people, art, information, stories, all of that. So Blacktopia is not just one particular thing of, you know, section of black people. It encompasses all of our people. So it's many different things showcased on there. But you can find the All Black Business Directory because Blacktopia is all about economic empowerment for our people and supporting each other and bringing each other up and patronizing each other's businesses. So definitely do that. All right, Nick, we don't have any more calls in queue right now. The other two, they bounced. But let's get into the gemstones and also to talk about astrology and the signs and things like that and how this all ties in to wellness. Finish what you were saying before we took the break.
What I was saying is two of my favorite stones, the first one being, well, three. The first one being amethyst. It's my birthstone, and it also has a lot of healing properties. Like, you know, it makes you, it helps. I can't think right now. I'm going to go to emeralds. Emeralds is another favorite of mine, and they help with your heart. So if you have, you know, heart issues or even issues in love, because it kind of helps to balance those energies out in terms of love. So that's a really good stone, like I said, for love. And rhodazite is another one, because rhodazite strengthens all the other stones that you wear. So if it's, and I'll just name a few, African sodalite, red carnelian, rubies, sapphires, turquoise, tiger's eye. Tiger's eye is known for luck. All of these stones, though, they can help with, like, the amethyst is good for your, is it your, it's one of the chakras. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank right now. But anyway, there are stones that are specific to, say, your throat chakra, your heart chakra, your crown chakra, your solar plexus. And those are can be specifically used to heal certain areas. Like I said, if in terms of the emeralds, if you're having issues with love, or if you have heart issues, like, you know, you can wear this stone, and it should improve your heart and your love life. And then, again, like I said, rhodazite is going to strengthen all other stones. So trying to think of another good one, like the tiger's eye. So if you wear tiger's eye and rhodazite together, the tiger's eye, and, you know, like a tiger's eye is known for luck. So if you wear tiger's eye and you want more good luck, you can wear rhodazite to increase the likelihood of good luck coming into your life. But like I said, there are a lot of those stones, too, that are good for, like, say, your heart or your lungs or your, you know, for your head and different parts of the body, because they do all go hand in hand. If you have your healthy eating, if you're thinking healthy, you're wearing your gemstones, a lot of them are used also for protection. For different things, different situations and different health conditions is what gemstones are good for. And there are a lot of them. I have a Facebook group called Crystals, Gemstones, and Birthstones. Oh, my. I mean, you can feel free to send me a friend request there. And I do post information about different gemstones in that group. So, you know, you can learn more about gemstones.
In terms of astrology, back in 94, I took an African-American studies course called Blacks in American Society. And I had an older black professor who was reminiscent of Rosa Parks. Like, she wore her hair in the same fashion. I mean, she was very knowledgeable about our history. And astrology comes from our history. It's a science. A lot of people don't realize that it is an ancient science. And it is based on the solar system. And it basically explains different personality types. Now, some of these personality types may cross over because it's not just your sun sign, because it's mainly your sun sign, but you also have your moon, your Mercury, your Venus, and different other planets that are in your birth chart on the day of your birth. And so it's good to know about yourself, because if you understand your own personality and how certain, you know, things may trigger a bad mood or a sad mood, you'll be able to handle life better. And in understanding yourself better and then, you know, going on to learn about other signs, that will help you to understand others better and help you to have better interaction and better relationships in your life or the people that you work with and interact with on a regular basis.
We want
good, healthy relationships. That's,
you're right. Certainly do. Now, let me ask you, now I know, you know, it's probably best I just go to the group. I'm in the group with the for the gemstone. I'm going to pay more close attention. Now, is there anything you recommend, any kind of gemstones for people who need to de-stress or whatever, I don't know if that's the word, but, you know, just to kind of alleviate stress?
For stress, I don't recommend gemstones. I recommend meditation.
Ah, okay.
And the reason I recommend meditation, because meditation will help in each and every area of your life. It's a matter of being centered. And when I say being centered, one of the things that I say is you don't allow anybody to take you off your square. That basically means some of the things that we get upset or annoyed about or even sad about aren't really as bad as they seem sometimes. And if we learn how to manage our emotions by meditating, some of the things that happen to us won't be such a big deal anymore. And in essence, you won't be stressed anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. So I definitely need to meditate. you know, if I can get more in tune with my emotions. I get freaked out over a little thing. Now, I'm not one of those people that you'll necessarily see it, but it's like it's going on in my mind. Like, oh my God, I need to do something.
You know what, Jay? I have a quick tip for you. The next time you feel like you're overwhelmed or stressed about something, what you can do is count to one starting at 10. And so when you start at 10 and you just take deep cleansing breaths, and whatever was bothering you, it kind of starts to, you know, dissipate after a while. You'll be more calm once you get to one. You may not be over it, but you'll at least have calmed down enough to think about it. Think about what you want to say before you say it, or think about what you want to do, or even to be clear enough, you know, to proceed in a certain fashion. In terms of if you have, you know, a project or something that you're working on and you feel like, say, for example, you're writing something and you have writer's block. You know, just clearing your mind. Even meditating, I usually recommend that people start meditating for at least 5 minutes, but even 3 minutes can be beneficial. And it's just a matter of sitting quiet and doing your best to clear your mind and not think about anything for those 3 to 5 minutes. And once you practice that every day, like I said, certain things that are quote-unquote special, stressful won't seem so bad anymore.
Oh, yes. That's what I need to do. We're getting all kind of great information here on this Wellness Wednesday special. Yeah,
I'm definitely going to take that advice. I definitely need to, learn to relax a little more. And that's excellent advice. Actually, we're about to wrap this up. And Nikki Brown, I really appreciate you you doing this. I want to speak to you a little more off the record and perhaps set up something else, because we could actually really get more in depth with these discussions. I'm doing these Wellness Wednesdays so we can help people get more healthy, especially our people. More healthy. I've been a vegan for since April 2nd, and
congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I got to throw some hand claps for myself on that one. I'm going in.
Yes.
I'm never going to forget that last piece of salmon that I ate. No, it was tuna. It's not salmon. It's the last piece of tuna I ate, and that was it. No more meat. I don't do no meat substitutes. The only thing I guess would be called a meat substitute is that jackfruit I had in a thing that it was so thick I could even say it's meat. But I feel so much better. I'm lighter. Actually, I've been taking things out of my diet for years, actually. And then recently I just started just saying, hey, I need to get rid of meat. But before I did that, and it's not about me. I just want to say this. I took it down to only two meats I was eating. I was eating tuna, and I was eating organic applewood sausage. And that was the only thing. So I was still eating, organic sausage, and it was supposedly wild-caught tuna. But then after that, I got rid of that, but when I have the feeling for meat, I just get the beans, the starches, potatoes. But after that, I'm back on fruits and vegetables and feeling pretty good, and quinoa, and feeling pretty good.
Well, I want to add real quick, mushrooms and beans give you that kind of texture like you're eating meat. So, if you want to incorporate a few more of those into your diet, that might help you, help you out a little bit. I don't know how you eat already, but, I just wanted to throw that out there in case you. I like to fry my mushrooms first, too, a little bit, just to give them a little bit of a crunch.
Yeah. Okay, that's definitely good, some good advice. We could definitely perhaps. I mean, in the future, in the real foreseeable near future, Nikki, I'd like to produce another special with you if you don't mind.
Cool. Just let me know.
Definitely, we certainly will. All right, for all you listening, this is the Wellness Wednesday special with some guy named Jay. Also, check out Blacktopia.org. Also, but definitely check out circuit2009.com and circuit2009.net so you can get all the wonderful products. I'm not just speaking about it. I actually use the products myself, and they're amazing. They're great. Also want to say if you missed anything at the beginning of the show, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/podcasts-on-demand, or in 4 more hours, you can go on iTunes and search this on iTunes. Just put in Wellness Wednesday. We'll actually put in Wellness and then space WED. Or put in Podcast on Demand on iTunes, and you can search it. If you're in any of the Facebook groups that I'm in charge of, like Blacktopia or Giant Blast or any of those, I'll put the links out. If you're listening that way from iTunes and, Podcast on Demand, you can listen to what you missed. Thank you all again. Before we finally wrap it up, though, Nikki, is there anything you would like to plug? Anything else? Anything that we didn't touch on that you'd like to, that you want to just shout out?
Shout out? I don't know if I want to shout anybody out. I mean, shout out to all of my customers who do enjoy the product. Shout out to my family and friends who also have been very supportive throughout this journey. And, I look forward to, meeting some new people, setting up some events and some classes. So, just like I said earlier, reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have or, book any events that you would like to set up.
Definitely. One last thing. Any other links you want to plug other than circuit2009.net, circuit2009.com? Anything else you want to get your products from? Anywhere else you want to plug?
My products specifically?
Yes, ma'am.
website. Like I said, you can go on Instagram, you can go on Twitter, and you can go on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Circa 2009. I have my Circa underscore 2009 on Instagram, and I think it's Sneaky B, S-N-I-C-K-I-E-D. On Twitter, it says Circa 2009, but I think you have to add Sneaky B in order to find me.
Definitely, definitely. Well, definitely thank you for that. Thank you all for listening. Birdman, is there anything you want to say?
Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking.
We ain't got no more talking. Good night.
Good night.